Peace and blessings, peace and blessings. We're going to go like this for a minute, man. Me and Mark out here on the water.
I met her back in 07, it was like heaven. Then it turned to hell, I was like, oh well. Girl, you was my muse, then you got loose. Try to drain the can for all this juice. But as freely as you give, freely as you receive. The love that we shared, you couldn't believe. Even through setbacks and downfalls, just remember, love conquers all. I had to learn from my mistakes and blow like Curtis. Girl, shake on the dance floor, these are the breaks. It's Mr. Keith Murray and Miss Mary Day. Let's celebrate like it's a holiday. Hey!
About me. Just know I love you for thinking about me. It is the wise words of what goes. So I'm going to pass the mic over to Mark while I open up the rest of these lines. Here's it.
Hello, this is Mark the Disciple. Peace and blessings to one and all.
We out here doing what we doing, what we do best, out here relaxing by the water, chilling, so we can come up with some good ideas to help these kids, help these youth out, and help these brokenhearted women. But we love all of y'all. Peace and blessings. The mic is open for our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. I see Double R in the car. I see Miss Michelle in the car, and I see somebody else. So I'm going to start with the host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell.
Yes, and good morning to you, gentlemen, out on the water. Good morning to our faithful contributors and to our listening audience. We are again, once again, pleased to have you aboard. Did I say aboard? No, yeah, I said aboard, but I'm not aboard because I didn't get invited to go out on the boat. And you know why? Because I'm hooked on fish. I didn't get to the ing part. So I'm not hooked on fish ing. I'm hooked on fish. And so that's why they don't invite me to go, because I haven't gotten to that point yet. But I'm certainly glad to hear you guys' chipper voice. You sound revived while you're out there. There's a whole lot in your voice when you came on. You sound like you guys are having a peaceful experience, which you both much deserve, because you're constantly on the brick and steel, kicking it in the inner city, trying to help people to see themselves better and help us see ourselves better. But when you take that relief, I'm pleased to see it. And I got something to report, too, later. But I'm going to let everybody check in, and then I'll share.
I say. Got Mama Chocolate, Double R, and I think that's Craig on here as well. Y'all go ahead on and say something, Mama Chocolate.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, kings and queens. And I also have...
Young Red in here. Good morning, King. Good morning, Queen. No.
Whoa!
We in the building, and we in Sacramento, Mr.
Yeah.
Marvell. That car. So I'm pulling your coattail this morning. I'm going to pull your coattail this morning. We're going to stand on business, and so let's see what it do with this NA meeting that you're talking about. Let's find one today, my brother. I say.
Okay.
I say. I like the energy. I like the energy. Double R in the car.
Yeah. Hey, Double R in the car, but Double R in the bus, man. Hey, I love that. Queen Chocolate, man. Hey, Red, man. Glad you here early on the show, man. We glad to have you, man. Peace and blessings to you. You're back. Yeah.
Peace and blessings to you, Red. I got way busy on here. Craig, are you on here?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How you doing?
We blessed, man. We blessed
way
by the
busy.
Best. Blessed way by busy. The best. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's,
it's like, you know,
that's
how
right,
you mentioned,
right.
Man. You know, the spirit is teaching people through wisdom, and he moves through understanding that comes from God. You see, God will give you wisdom from his word when you're paying attention to him. You understand? So you understand what God is saying. And when you can see what God is saying, because he opens up your spiritual eye, your mind, your mind's eye, and since you got the mind of Christ, you can see spiritually. In your mind, you can see things that are people saying, and then you get to look at what the Spirit is showing you about it, so that you don't get caught up in none of that stuff that they be dishing out that ain't for you. And say, I got to say, this is going to be a good day today. God bless y'all. Come on. Let's go. Hey, look, you're on the Wise Words of One Go show, and I got a report. I know my brother always give a report, but I'm so energized that my people showed up for my uncle yesterday, and they acknowledged him in a way. He had some of his friends, they all in their 80s. He had some of his friends get up there, man, and choke up and choke out about how this man moved them in ways that they needed, right? And in certain times in their lives, they needed someone to turn to, and he was that guy, man. I mean, it was Mexicans, white folk, everybody got up and said something about my uncle that let me know that, yeah, the feeling that I was feeling was I was supposed to feel that, because my mainstay finna go. He ain't no more going. We ain't going to sit on no boats. We ain't going to have these conversations like when he was in the hospital. Y'all know I was visiting him weekly, every week, two, three times, because I wanted him to know what he meant to me and what he means to me. And so I had another thing that was going on with my wife, right? And so I did something that I normally don't do, and no, I didn't cheat on her. No, I didn't beat on her. No, I ain't do none of that. But what I didn't do, I didn't check with her, right? And sometimes you have to check with folks to make sure they're all right with what your decision may be. See, I'm so used to doing it by myself, right? I got it by myself, right? So when I added her to the mix, I was supposed to remember that I added her to the mix, right? And so sometimes you need to go and check with your partner before you make a move. Now, she go and spend $5,000 on dresses and cars and belts and purses without asking. So I made one move without asking, and mine was just to get my dog stuck, right? I wanted my dog to get stuck by a certain dog, but my second wife, we have a daughter, right? And so I've been in this baby's life since she was 18 months until she was 18, and then me and her got divorced right after my daughter went to college. We got divorced, right? And so to make a long story short, my daughter has my dog that I had. It's called Tiger. My daughter had my dog since me and my wife got married. I was in an apartment at that time, and my wife didn't know the dog, so she was scared of the dog. So we kept the dog for a minute, but I gave it to my daughter. And so now that I had this other dog, me and my wife had this other dog, I wanted my old dog to come stick this dog. And I didn't ask my wife, can my wife and my daughter bring the dog over? And, man, let me tell you, woo, the brothers will tell you, I was in a healing circle, man, and I opened myself up so everybody can hear what I said, right, and I told them the truth on what happened, right? And there was a 17-year-old young man in there. He said, look here, OG, you saying that's your wife, right? Y'all married, right? I said, yeah. He said, well, you should have got at her, man. You should have let her know this here. Yeah. And then so some of the brothers said, well, you might not have to ask. You should have told her, hey, I'm finna have the baby girl bring this dog over here and whoop, whoop, whoop. But not to say anything, left a dry space out there, and it got ugly. And then I was, I was already going through it with my uncle, so I'm not a man that's going to yell, holler, or scream, or I ain't never called my wife out her name. I ain't never fletched at her, never hit her, never none of that. My thing is to get quiet until I can think of the right words to say, because we can say things out our mouth and we don't mean it, but you can't drag that stuff back, right? And so I wanted to make sure when I did talk to her that I was going to be able to give her the best of me without having to get inside my feelings, because we got feelings too, right? And I didn't want to go, well, I do all this, because, you know, I'm quick to say what I do. I'm going to say, well, I do this. That's my only mechanism, and it works for me. It might not work for you, but it works for me. But I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to do anything but give it time. And my wife woke up the next morning, and she said, you know what? I want to apologize. I know who you are. I know what you do. And you know, even though you didn't tell me and I felt some type of way, I know you're a good man and whoop-de-whoop. And, man, it just – that's why I'm gloating now. That's why I'm feeling good now, because my situation I was burdened with, and you know, when you get that monkey off your back, man, shit, boy, ain't no better feeling. I'm over here pop locking, dancing, singing. I'm out here. I ain't even on the boat today, Marvell. We on the side of the road on the bridge with the brothers from the Bay Area. We decided to come together. They called me late last night, and they said, hey, man, where you fishing at tomorrow? I said, man, I'm going to fish such and such. Couldn't even find my boat key, right? I was so excited. I ain't been on my boat in a while. I don't know where it's at because we done moved, right? So I got to search for that. But we out here, man, ministering to each other, man, fellowshipping, man, and that's what it's about, bringing like-minded men together to talk about, like Mark said, we're talking about our young folks. These brothers from the Bay want to do what we doing. We want to do what they doing, and that's how it go. It is the wise words of one gone show, and I ain't going to use up all the time, but I want y'all to know God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and I'm going to let him lead me in his way, not mine. I'm going to pass this mic. You heard?
Oh, for you, pass, I want you to tell about the logo for the Men Accountable Project.
Man, that is a nice logo. You know what? Matter of fact, if it's all right with you, Marvell, I didn't want to put it on Facebook until you say, hey, man, put that thing out there, because what you didn't do is patent it or anything, and people would take your idea. I've seen a couple of like this, but not this one, right? And so I didn't want to put it out there. But, man, you did a wonderful job. And this is the thing. So Brother Marvell, he was going through something with a brother that he gave $50. It was $100 to do the logo. He gave the brother $50 on it on the 2nd of February, and he still hadn't got it from him today. So what Brother Marvell did, he came to the Healing Circle, and he spoke on that. And every brother in there gave him some words, you know, don't let the $50 get you down. We know how you is, Marvell. You're a real one, man. And I know who you are. It ain't no faking and shaking with you. You're really about what you say. And, you know, if they push you to it, you're going to show them, right? But so here it is. So I guess he took that thing over there to the brother, or he went to an art show. I don't know. You have to tell that story, that part. But what I do know is you came out with a masterpiece, brother, and I appreciate you as a man, as my big brother, and I love you, bro. So go on and tell the story. I'm going to pass out because I got this fish on, man. I got to pass the mic, man.
Yeah, put him on in, Jim. Get him, because I want half of it. All right, so here's the report. I have a couple of really nice reports. Some of them are personal, but this is sort of...
Breaking up, brother. We can't hear you.
Marvell hung up. I don't know what happened, but he hung up. Let me say this. There's a 650 number that's on here. Go ahead on and say hello to the world one time.
How y'all brothers doing today? One gone, Marvell, Double R, Chimney Mark, the disciple is all here. Reverend, to Miss Michelle, whoever else is on here. I just stopped in today, let y'all know we're on and planned for the 26th through the 29th and the telethon, Zoomathon. If anybody wants to get involved, I need the numbers by the end of the day. And, yeah, we just want to see you guys show up and show out and get these youth and turn them into millionaires. But thank you for having me on. Once again, this is Manny Smith, the governor, and I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm sorry I missed so many shows, guys. I'm working hard to get this thing going. And, and if you guys have any Hooked on Fishing or Men's Healing Circle, like the commercials you play during this broadcast, I'm going to need a lot of filler. So if you guys want to shoot me those commercials or something, I will put them on the broadcast for you. Thanks.
Sounds good, brother. Sounds good. Glad to have you aboard. I'm waiting on Marvell to come back. But Double R, are you in the car?
Double R in the car. What's going on?
Oh, man. So, you know, Double R, man, you, and the way you come on here, man, I've been listening to the shows, right? I've been listening to old shows. I go on and just sit back when I ain't doing nothing and just put on one of these shows and just ride to it just to hear our brothers and sisters talk. And, man, Double R, you've been coming up with some good vibration on here, man. So I want to tell you, man, I appreciate who you are. I appreciate what you say, and I appreciate you for loving your people, man, because it's been some times on here where I've heard a little discrepancy, and I've seen you be the vanguard, the gatekeeper, and, man, that's what it is. You didn't come in a way where people can't receive what you say, right? I heard this one show that Sarge was on here, right? And, man, you's a bad boy. You's a bad boy. So, brother, I'm going to always give props where props is due. And I see Marvell call back in and Miss Clarice. So let me get right here and go to Marvell. Hold on. I want to finish acknowledging Brother Double R because of who he is and his personality and his character. Double R, you're a star, and you're still in the car. What?
Hey, salute to y'all, man. Hey, but check this out, man. Where Booger at, man? I ran Booger away.
So yeah, Marvell.
Yeah.
Mama Chocolate is in Sacramento. Yeah, we can hear you. Mama Chocolate is in Sacramento, and she wanna see you. She making sure she come see you today. So make sure your schedule is open because she out here and she came 3 hours. To see the demo. That's what we talking about. Let's see the demo. Here go Mark the Disciple for a minute.
What you're talking about.
We ain't talking about that. Just say something.
What's going on there? What's going on? How you doing, Marvell? Hope all is well with you, my brother.
Who am I speaking to?
We just out here chilling, enjoying the beautiful day that God has made. Because, you know, we don't get a chance to do that often. But hope all is doing well with you guys.
Is that you, Mark?
Yeah, and they asked it, is that you? Put it to you either, man.
I thought you had on speaker. Hello?
Yeah, that's Mark.
Yeah, that's Mark. What's up, Double R?
What's up with it, Mark?
Oh, nothing much, man.
Hey,
out here,
Mark,
enjoying
this
beautiful day.
I got what?
Hey, Marvell.
Hey, you sound so peaceful, man. It's enviable. You usually come on with that little but man, you sound like you at peace, man, and that's great.
Man,
I told you,
water rejuvenates me.
Okay, dig this here. I got another report too, but let me share because I don't know why, but who is that?
That's somebody else talking. Tim Dunn. He's telling people about the radio show.
Okay, well let it go ahead because he ain't gonna be long. With
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, but okay. So here's the report about the scenario, right? And then Mark, let Tim go ahead on because he's
Tim,
excited.
He didn't walk past me. Go ahead.
All right. So, what he was sharing about was that. The logo, I wanted him to report the logo because I got an opinion about it, but a second opinion, and I tried to send it to you, but I got messed around and got frustrated trying to, because I don't see, you don't have an email in it. You just have your messenger, and you don't have the email, and I got to mess around when I got frustrated, and I ain't got no 4 or 5-year-old around to come and to bail me
help
out.
You.
So I just
well,
do it in person.
Well, my email is nothing but music. My email is nothing but music, 1961@gmail.com.
Okay, hold on. We'll tighten that up. I'll get that. I'll send it to you. But here's the scenario. Okay, so Tim was describing.
Okay, well, Tim was to invite some other people in, man. All right.
Okay, good.
Brother Marvell, hold on. I got my brother Eric. He's going to be talking about some stuff. I got Brother Frank from Oakland. I got another brother from Stockton, and I want to invite them in on the line. So I'm opening their line right now. Eric, go ahead. Eric, the catfish hunter, go ahead and say something to the people. We can barely hear you, Eric. You got to put it to your mouth.
Okay, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Barely. So put it on your ear. Can't hear you. You can hear me? You're on mute then. Look on your phone, see if it's on mute. All right. Okay. Let me see. Okay, no wonder. Hold on, Frank. Okay, now go, Eric. My bad.
All right. Can you hear me now? How my brother
yes,
doing
we
out
can.
There? Hey, this is Eric Hunter. They call me Catfish Hunter out of Hunters Point, California, out here in San Francisco. I want to represent all the brothers from all over the world. We got to get ready. We got to stay ready. We ain't got to get ready, but we're going to introduce y'all to the brothers' ministry. You know, you're coming home and can't find your way, and you're looking for a little help. Or some ministry that'll get you on the right track. You kind of look us up first Saturday every month. up there in Sacramento, 8:30 in the morning at Brothers Ministries, 5800 Martin Luther King Drive. You know, to introduce us to the real life, not the inside life, not that incarceration life or that life on the street. It's the life to get your families back together and join one another and brothers in love. But I just want to tell everybody, stay focused. Don't never give up. We ain't over until it's over. It takes a whole army of soldiers to stick together, not a few. But that's one of the words I got to say. I'm out here right now enjoying life with some brothers. Huh?
You gotta come in all the time. Let me get Frank on.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey. I'm Frank Williams from Oakland, California, and I'm out here fellowshipping with these brothers, getting a good word, strengthening one another, and just living life. Just want to let you know, young brothers out there, you get under somebody. Get under a brother that can guide you in the right way and keep you out of them penitentiaries. And just strengthen yourself. There's always a good brother out there with a good word and a leadership quality that can take you where you need to be and keep you out of them houses, man. Just be great. We're all great warriors and kings. Be who you're supposed to be. That's all I got to say.
I say. And so Mark said that we need to get Eric on here more often because Eric got a good conversation. And I do believe my big brother has a good conversation. Him and Marvell, one of the two people I can go to when I really need advice, I can go to my big brother Eric and I can go to my brother Marvell to get wise words from wise men that ain't in theyself that are helping out when needed. So I'm going to pass this on. So here go Mark Bad. Mark over here talking about, dude, you could have came to me. Hey, Marvell. I'm going to pass the mic, though. Back to our host with the most, Mr. Marvell Wilson. Marvell?
Yes, sir. Oh, I see you guys, man. It's warming to hear guys from all over the state, man, have something that they'll come together for and be in unity with. And so that's the type of message that we want all of our people to understand, that we could come from anywhere, but when we get together, there's a spirit that we can enjoy and experience, and it don't cost us nothing once we get there. Like last night, every time they have the family night, skate night, I ask this. I say, wait a minute, let me get this straight. I can skate for free, I can eat for free, and all I got to do is show up, and the answer is yeah. And that's how I help promote this thing, is to let it be known that all you got to do is show up. So I appreciate you guys in fellowship right now, and I certainly appreciate meeting somebody that has something to offer for the guys coming out of penitentiaries or guys coming out of jackpot situations and wanting to look to the hills and want somebody to help them take that journey. So thank you very much, Eric, for entering that information. And what we want to do is we want to record that. You know, I want to, because I can't write it down right now. I didn't know you were going to announce it. So we're going to need you to write it down or pass your business card so we can have that in our archive, right, so we can start making sure that when somebody announces something, we can repeat it to other people and give them your information. So I hope you'll be willing to do that, Eric, because we're looking forward to working with anybody who is working in that field, because there's not that many of us out here, but it's going to be a whole bunch once the momentum builds. So thank you very much. Now let me share this episode that occurred, because it was bothering me real bad, because the individual that I contracted to do the logo for the Men Accountable Project was very highly recommended, and then when I asked around, all I had to do was say the young man's name, and everybody said, oh, man, he's solid, he's solid, he's solid. And so when I gave sent him the deposit on the 2nd of February to do the logo, I asked him what would be the turnaround time, and he said about a week. So a week went by, 10 days went by. I gave a call, no answer. Another 5 days went by. So now we're talking about, the 14th, 15th of February, I've heard no report, right? So I'm calling around and I'm asking other people. I asked the guy that referred me to him. I asked him, I said, man, can you holler at the brother and see what the status is? He said, oh, yeah, I got you. I'll call him. He'll get back with you. And so that never happened. It still didn't happen. Even the guy that I asked that gave me the referral stopped calling me, right? And I'm thinking, I got to take this personal. So that's what it was about me, and it hurt me. Two reasons. Number one is because somebody recommended with high integrity is not demonstrating it so I could see it, because I consider myself a good ally. If you show me integrity, it heightens my willingness to show the same. But when you don't show it to me, it makes me feel like my judgment is bad. Secondly, I took it personal. I say, okay, if the fact is that he's credible and he's accountable to everybody else, then why not me? Is it personal? So I got another contract, went out to a buddy of mine, went out to his office, and then I got another report to mention as I went out to his office. Because, see, like the other day when we said that the lady insulted that young man, that's another situation, but a lady insulted a young man, and he walked away in tears, and then as a result of that, Tim was contacted, and now that young man is in the fold with us because of the insult that occurred. So a lot of times some of that stuff happens and it turns out to be an advantage for all, right? So the same thing here. I get the logo done and I sit out of the office and I meet somebody that's a spectacular dude, an artist, the highest level artist I think I've ever met. And he sat there and he helped put it together. We put it together and I took a picture of it, and the young man that was supposed to contract the logo and do it, I ain't heard nothing from him, and I had never seen him, but all of a sudden I saw him. He didn't want to give me the card for the invitation to the gallery, because I did a presentation at the museum, and when I was coming out, he called me over and said, hey, bro, come see the art show. I didn't know it was him. I took the card and accepted the invitation, so when I went there last night, I saw him, and he just ambled over to me strangely. I was standing somewhere, and he just ambled over to me and was standing there, and I looked at him. I said, what's your name, man? And he told me his name, and I said, you know you invited me, you remember? He said, yeah, I kind of remember. And I showed him the picture of the new logo, and he looked at it, and he knew exactly where the error was, and he knew exactly who I was. And he asked me, he said, is that you? I said, yeah, that's me. He said, okay, I'm going to take care of you. And he walked away. About 40 seconds, he came back. He said, you want your money back or do you want the sketch? I said, well, I done got the sketch done. Just give me my money. He gave me the money back, but he didn't say anything. He just gave me the money back. So that's the scenario that I experienced last night. However, if it weren't for that, I would not have met Ali D'Souza. Ali D'Souza is the most spectacular artist I have ever seen. And I mean, I've been to museums and seen art. I have not seen someone so spiritually in tune with art that when he creates something, right now he can't sell his art because he's on the list to be a masterpiece, to be a master, and all his stuff is going to be considered masterpieces. And I got a referral sent for his information, because he put me on to some of his website, and I was sitting there looking at stuff, and then I said, okay, well, let me tune in. And I got to the house and I couldn't make the connection, so I asked him, I texted him, he sent me that. So I have that, and I'm going to send it to Tim, and I'm going to send it to Mark, I'm going to send it to, you know, people that know how to take it to another level, because I'm a Flintstone. Just call me Marvell Flintstone, because I'm a Flintstone when it comes to this stuff, and it frustrates me. But this guy, that was the consolation to it all. I met this brother, and this man is spectacular. And we're going to do some things together in the art form, and that's another good report. So as I'm graduating to understanding is that a lot of times when stuff happens that is unfavorable, stay faithful and keep your eyes on the goal, and you'll attract the righteousness. That's what I've been seeing the last several days, last week. That young man came in, and he was in a jackpot situation, and he was steered toward us, and now he's in a good space, right? Same thing with this situation. I was because I took it to the men's healing circle. I was tore up. I had guys tell me this. Guys say, Marvell, I ain't never seen you like this. They said, it's worth me giving you $50 if it'll give you some relief. That's what they said, because I was really torn about that. And I'm still not out the woods about it, because I don't understand why the young man didn't express anything to me. He just gave me the money back and walked away. And I'm saying, okay, you ain't got no holler at me. You can't say nothing to me. And so I'm still, but it's all assuaged to that point right now. Now, I got one more good report, and it sounds crazy. But my Farm Fresh to You order came in today. For guys who signed up at the presentation, I don't know if y'all got y'all's, but I got mine. My Farm Fresh to You order came in today, and I'm excited about that. And I'm certainly excited about Red coming on with that energy in his voice. And then Miss Chocolate coming challenging me. Yeah, I'm here now. So you know, you better step up. Well, you here now? We're going to get together. Don't think for 1 minute that we're not going to break bread together, and that we're not going to be eye to eye and try to put our heads together and let the Spirit of God be a part of the next decision that's made after that unit. So I got a couple more reports, but I'm gonna pass the mic. And for any responses or reactions or anything anybody has to say to add to what the sum total of what start out for good, what start out for bad, can end up good if you keep your eyes on the prize and stay faithful.
Hey, you said it all right there. And so we have a couple of more callers that been called in. I got a caller, Miss Clarice. You want to say something to the world?
Good morning, world.
I say. We got another number from the 916-598. We got another number from the 916-598. Would you like to say something to the world?
That may very well be my second phone. This is Rev. I don't even know that phone number. That's funny. It's always... No, it's just that backup phone, you know, to where I got bamboozled through T-Mobile. But what even Marvell was saying, and I know it's true as fact. You know, sometimes I walk into certain situations like, man, why I got to be a part of this? All everything going chaotic. And then there's that one person that I'm really there for. Like, I went to T-Mobile yesterday, and I don't know if the gentleman got on the line yet, but he owns... called Bless Cut Styles. He's an art and mall. First I stopped there because I met him like 4 months ago when he was just starting his barbershop. And it threw me because it gave me an extra inspiration, because every time I see black, I say, hey, I'll be ready to slap somebody in the back of the neck if they don't talk to me, because I'm tired of brothers just walking by everybody. They'll go in a foreign place and, hey, how you doing? Hola. It's okay. But I'm different. I'm just getting to that point to where I gotta see black as black and connect. all the way across the track. So this gentleman gets out of his car. He has an arm missing. So I was like, hey, how you doing? What you doing up here, you know, at the mall? Oh, I'm just opening a barbershop. You're opening a barbershop. Snap-a-doodle. You know what I mean? One-arm barber. So I happened to go into T-Mobile yesterday, and the shop was a couple of stores away from T-Mobile. And I didn't even know it was his shop, so it was a blessing to walk in there. So while I'm waiting on the manager in T-Mobile that took so long, one of his workers comes up. As soon as he walks up, he puts his hand over his chest and blesses me. We stood in the center of the mall for about 30, 40 minutes. I think he was already off his break, but God held us there. He's a Muslim. I don't care what you are. You believe in a God. That's all I need. That secures it with me. So we had a very nice talk. So I gave both of them the number to the radio station to call in because it,
Rhino,
as Marvell said, it's just that divine intervention of connection, you know.
Yeah.
I walked in the middle of a gunfight before, almost got shot in the back, and I met somebody that I had to meet. I've gotten in accidents, and I met somebody that I was supposed to meet. So it's like sometimes the devil will try his best with me, like even being over in that office where I went through all this turmoil to get kicked out. I'm part of a choir. We're going to have it's way in August, which isn't that far away. But we're going to be singing in the middle of the Rivercat Stadium. We got a show on the 24th. I got to find out the details of that. But that's why God has put me out here, because I don't search all in churches. I'm just out and about on my mission. So from the limousine, same thing. When I get people in there, it could be 12 people, because that one person. I can look at them through my rearview mirror like, okay, God, you want me to talk to that person? And then they came right up to my window like it was Mando. You know, they'll get out, come all the way up. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to meet you. So what do you do? Like, I do a street ministry. I'm Rev, you know. They're like, oh, wow, I know it's being driven around by Rev, and that's cool. And it just breaks into that whole conversation. So I know where God uses everybody if you really focus on what he's using you for.
Amen.
So, I mean, even the whole group. You know, I met Tim. Where I meet you at first? Tim is that little a bar off of Florham Road, area Franklin. He was up there DJing. I met Tim up in there. Met Marvell through a gentleman he used to work under years ago. So everything connects back around. I always get into everything with the suspicion, like something going on, something wrong. Oh, she. So that's just Rev. I was raised like that in my spirit. That's why I've never been into no problems. I can tell when there's a problem over there. So if it's a problem, I normally would walk away from it. Now I walk right into the problem like, dirt, 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 dirt. Okay, Lord, what am I here for? And keep it as simple. And then I always meet somebody I got to meet. So, yes, Marvell, I agree with you on that factor. Michelle actually hit me a little bit ago saying she's going to visit her son. So I would like if we can all come together even while she's down here, because she's going to come see me and we can all get together and talk, because she got things on the side that I want to do with her, and I still got to make up this whole mission statement thing that you want me to do. I'm just not that paperwork kind of guy. I can write out everything, but I still need that help critiquing. So
just format it, Rip. That's all. Just format it. Just get it in the format. We'll work. Don't worry about it, man. Just do your assignment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got that pretty much in a bucket, I think, somewhere in my phone, to where I've been trying to use the Google Dot or the Notepad because I'm tired of writing on paper. I got a laptop. I lost the stupid cord from it through this whole move because I'm not big on computers. So I need help on the behind the scenes of everything I got from being engineers. You gentlemen want to set up the engineer thing. So I'm on that level, and I'm appreciating for everybody, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Excellent. Right on, bro. Good work. I'm glad to hear that you're taking your talent and putting it together with other folks and other voices to create. Not to say that you can't stand alone, but it is to say that just like, you know, like while you were talking, I was thinking about that pictorial thing. It's called Find Waldo, right? And the only way you can find Waldo is if you were around a whole bunch of people. Because if Waldo was standing alone, you wouldn't have to find him. He's sitting right there in your face. But you got to look. When you go around a whole bunch of people, you have to look and discern and be able to pinpoint who that is. And now what you're saying is when you're around a bunch of people, the Spirit of God will direct you to your Waldo. And that's what we're talking about. We have to come together in order for that to occur. You can't stay separated. Last night, Tim sent me a picture, and I didn't get a chance to look at it because I woke up a little late. I got up about 20 minutes to 9, so I had to scurry around. And I looked on my phone, and Tim had sent me a picture of the people at the skating event last night. And, man, it was packed. You hear me? It was packed. And, see, when Tim called me and told me that last night, what the meaning of what I thought was, and I assumed it, and I knew it, I said, we have people that came from all over the city, right? And there were no incidents. No incidents. That is, to me, that's the healthy report, that there were no incidents. We have people that may not ordinarily find themselves together, found themselves together, got along, had a good time, and got a feeling for how you can do that. You can come from anywhere in the city and congregate and still enjoy yourself and not have to be worried about something adverse or something negative happening. So that was the great report for me. All those people and not a single incident, right? And so that's what we're talking about. If we give ourselves a chance, we can find that the spirit that we're seeking will magnify itself when we come together in any event. In any event, they had a million black men in Washington. 1 million black men got together in Washington, D.C. without a single incident. That is something to report. That's something to be encouraged by, right? So when we come together, things happen. So that's all we're saying. Let's keep coming together. Let's keep creating venues where we come together. And the more we do it, the more comfortable we'll get with each other, being together and getting stuff done.
Amen.
I yield.
Hey, but yeah, this is Double R. Hey, just quick, a quick update on reparations. I just want to ask if anybody watched that CLBC 2024 reparations talk that they had for an hour and some. Did anybody watch it? I presented it yesterday. If y'all didn't, man, I just encourage y'all to pull it up on YouTube, CLBC 2024 reparations, and they're giving us all the information about the Black Caucus and what they're doing because it's in their hands. And tomorrow, I just want to add this. I'm here in SoCal. I know y'all up there in NoCal, but tomorrow they having a Where Do We Go From Here at Loveland Church here in Fontana. Chris Lodge is going to be there. Camilla going to be there. Chad Brown going to be there. It's from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. I'll be attending that. So I'm having this stuff here on SoCal, but in NoCal, and next time, too, if we can try and get some of you guys at these Black Caucus meetings where you guys can be having a Q&A session. You guys can ask some questions and stuff up there. You know what I mean? That'll be helpful for us to be aware of where they're taking us on this road for this reparations. It's very important. And I just hope that y'all can be there because I can't be there. I'm in SoCal. Y'all the NoCal brothers. I wish I can extend, you know what I'm saying, my knowledge with y'all being there, you know what I'm saying, and some questions as well. And to I like to say, Rev, you said a one-armed barber. Man, I'm a barber. It's hard to
get
two-handed and three.
Man,
you know
he only got a nub over there, too. He only got a nub that's shorter than a short-sleeve shirt. You know, he waved to somebody and it went up like, man, you ain't got nothing in there. Yeah, and he just working that clipper. I watched him as I was leaving, you know, pause for a second, waved with that same damn hand, went back to clipping. I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. You know, it amazes me
right
when
on.
I see somebody handicapped doing more than I can. And, yeah,
because the gift is there. The gift is there.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean. It's like, us coming together helps us to recognize and inspire each other's gifts because we'll get a chance to see it. We'll get a chance to see the gift, and we can encourage and we can identify and we can help them pour into the gift. So that I saw one time on a on America's Got Talent, I saw a man, a black man, come out on the stage on crutches, had his leg amputated. And guess what his art was? Dancing.
He can flip. I know it.
Dance. Dance. I said dance. He danced on them crutches with one leg, and it was beautiful. Y'all can pull it up. Just put it up on YouTube. You know, America Got Talent, a brother doing a dance. Everybody was in tears. This brother danced on crutches with one leg, man. So when the anointment is there and it gets identified, it will be magnified when it's applied, right? So that's all we're saying. We get together and we can look, observe each other and find out how to encourage the spirit of anointment for each other. Because I know for me, I would try to do it by myself, and I could do a lot of things. So I didn't settle on one thing, but if I was around some people that encouraged me to look at one thing at a time, I think things would have been different. But I ain't going to say they're going to be better, because it don't get no better for me than it is right now. So everything happened the way it's supposed to happen so that I can do what I'm doing right now, feel the way I feel right now, and be inspiring and inspired by where we're going right now, because it's our time. That's simple. It's time.
That's some God's real talk. God's real talk right there, Marvell. I tell so many people that. I look, like I say, most of my life, because I've been in Sacramento, most of it. I was raised in L.A. for 18 years of black on black on black on black. Under the bus stop, it was hot and black, and the grocery store, it was hot and black, everywhere. Moved to Sacramento, so diverse, I couldn't fit in. So I started dating white. That's just, I guess, my fetish of things. So it really pushed black people away. But when God woke me up and I put my hand up to God right now, the Holy Spirit said, go help your people. And, of course, me, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm mixed. So you're talking about what's coded on the outside. So it just kept leading me closer and closer to him. Like, I'm still trying to push away. Like, I don't want to hang around no thugs. I don't want to hang around no gangsters. I don't want to hang around no pimps, rather they in a suit or tie or whatever the case may be. But God kept pushing me, because I know it's this time. It's really, really this time. That's why I'm starting Worldwide Black Unity, because we got blacks in every country that we don't use those resources. That's the key. That's pulling all. We ain't got no country, but we in everybody else's country. Think about it, okay? Russia's over there fighting. We ain't fighting with them. They fight in America. We ain't fighting with them. We got our own fight, just like I've heard even Double R say, and y'all spoke about that Russian or Ukraine, whoever it was. We got our own fight to fight, but we got in other countries to be the back scenes of it all. If we need resources, we can contact other countries, like to get from China the low-cost Nikes. We need to make some kind of compromise in between. Just send us a cargo full of something and let us get it off in order to get the money back and we can keep that momentum. So that's every country I'm looking after that. Everything I'm working on, I need help, fellas, ladies.
That's all right. Keep it moving. Keep it moving and you'll attract everything you need. Just keep it moving, Rev. Just keep it moving, right?
Because that's how it works.
That's how the principle works. You set the laws of attraction in motion. Long as you keep it moving and keep your focus. You're going to attract everything you need. It's a universal law. We ain't got to try to shake it down and figure it out. Let's just do it. Let's just keep moving. Just keep it moving. Okay, so, hey, Mark, are you there? Them guys, man, they all caught up in fish. They caught up in the fishing, man. Hey, Double R, the answer to your question is, for me, is yes. I watched it. And I'm going back and I'm going to review it, because they got a lot of bills that are attached to making sure that this thing is rounded out. And then they also mentioned about the cash award, and that there is not an exemption from the cash award. Is just not the main focus is to get all those other bills in place to gradually blend into the potential for a cash award as well. That's the interpretation that I got. is that it's not, that's not the priorial concern, is to get cash awards, because one brother got up there and said, he said, okay, the cash award would be cute. Yeah, nice. That'd be nice. He said, but we, in respect to our heritage and to our ancestors, we should build legacy for the future of our children and grandchildren. So if you gave me money now, that would not equate building legacy. So they want to build a foundation that introduces legacy so that when we leave, something is here for our children and grandchildren to perpetuate and to strengthen, right? So if we teach them properly, then that's what they will do. I woke up this morning, and that's another report. I woke up this morning, and something said to me about the seed, right? So here we are. We, our people, we start with a seed. And hopefully with that seed, we will succeed. And usually with that seed that succeeded, we supersede. How about that?
Man.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that's,
exactly.
So that's the tendency. That's the tendency in the loins and in the genes and in the DNA of this particular group of people I'm talking about. We, when our seed is planted, if groomed right, we will succeed. And then when we mature, we supersede. Dig that.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
But, yeah, I was just trying to say about that. The guy with the dashiki on, he kind of was straddling the fence. And to me, it was more like he was trying to say either or. But I know that that's not going to get it with us. Even if they can give us $5,000 a month for the rest of our life and everybody behind us, I mean, that could, you know, equate to something good for our future, you know what I mean? But the land, if you saw in there, the land, it has to be – the majority concern. The money will come as we had our Black Wall Streets, but land, check, check,
yes,
check.
Sir.
We keep your knee off our neck. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yep.
Equity in all of those other areas. And equity, see, we're doing some things with the Black United Community Advocacy. We're establishing, you know, a foundation that redirects the education, and not only do you help found the education system where it's the equality is not just having facility. The equality is teaching our children in the way that they learn, and we have educators who are gifted at doing that. So we will restructure the education system to teach our children in the way that we learn. We are a touchy-feely, visual, kinetic learning people. There's a guy that I read a book called The Emergency, the Black American, black young black males are in state of peril. That's not the name that I remember, but I remember the author. His name was Jiawanza Kunjufu. He's a master teacher. He's written 13 books about how our people learn. And he said clearly that there's a distinction in how we learn, and if that's not practiced, we get off course. And one thing he said, and I'll pass the mic after this, but one thing he said in one of his books, which was that the emergency of black American male is in state of peril, is he said this, and that's always stuck with me. He said, if the student is not learning, that simply means that the teacher is not teaching.
Amen.
That simplicity struck me, is that if I don't look at the kid, because that's what the system does now, get our young people, They're active. They're creative. They're restless. Need to be hands-on. Need to be animated. And you send them to the office. You ain't teaching them. You're punishing them. You're punishing them. And the system is not designed to do anything other than, so now they caught in the crux of being deemed ADHD because of their energy, because they don't have a model in the school that addresses this particular characteristic, right? They don't have that model. So you have to go to some special, and they're sitting around trying to learn how to deal with kids that have energy and have creativity, have imagination, and have a hands-on method of learning. They don't give attention to that. So that's what I'm saying about when we get a model for our education, we get a model for our commerce, right? Because we're really focusing on, when you say land, there's also the commodity of agriculture. So when we talk about land, we could be talking about real estate. We could be talking about building on that real estate. However, one of the mainstay focuses that I think we would do well and we're preparing for is agriculture, right? Because not only does that create a market for us, because we're the true agriculturalists. We the ones that picked the cotton was in the field. We the ones that picked the tobacco. We the ones that picked the sugar cane. We the ones that know the dirt, right? So when we start generating this kind of resource, it becomes a nationwide, potentially worldwide manufacturing and distribution. And plus, the big plus is we can get back to eating foods that are really healthy for our body. Fish, fresh fish, like them out there doing now, and I hope they're hearing, because I'm looking for some, but they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to do cut and fillet for me, because I ain't that dude. But, you know, put me on, because I want some fresh fish. I want
me
some
too.
Fresh vegetables. I want some
me
fresh
too.
Fruit. And I want
me
to
too.
Be able to have something sweet. That ain't got a whole bunch of glutamata or enamata, whatever. I don't want that no more,
me
right?
Too.
I don't want white bleached sugar no more, right? I don't want that. I want natural sweetening. So that's what we're going to be in the position to do with the land, as well as be able to build housing. That's the like you said, Double R, land, because that is the staple for dynasty in this country, when you have land, right? So that's the focal point. But they did say, the other, like you said, dude with the dashiki, he was a little shaky, but the other brother said that, no, he said, yeah, I want some money too. That's what he had to do with the dashiki. He said, yeah, I want some money too. He said, however, and then he went on, but the money issue is still a part of the reparation structure, and I was glad to hear that people want to have something tangible and something negotiable that they can have their make a decision about themselves, right? And that's what money does. It allows you to buy, money buys time and helps you make decisions about your life, and that's what we deserve too. So yeah, I watched it, Double R, and I'm going to watch it again to make sure that I'm going to try to take some notes. I've got about 9 bills that are on the table that pour into the reparations bill. So it's kind of intricate, you know, and I'm going to shake it down to see what, you know, what I can report to people when I talk about it, you know, because I don't want to be talking about getting money. You get your money, because it might not be all money. It's probably going to be a whole bunch of other equity that's going to benefit us now and benefit our children and our children's children.
Man, I'll take £1,000 of recycled aluminum, whatever they can give up right now, because they played too much for years. What station are y'all going to be looking it up on? I heard CLBC or something like that.
CLBC 2024 reparations.
That's the California Legislation Black Caucus. Then you put 2024 reparations on YouTube, and you can see the whole thing. It's about an hour and 10 minutes. But my thing is that this on reparations, they're trying to repair. Repair is not just putting a Band-Aid and give us a couple donuts or whatever, crackers, and let us leave. You know what I'm saying? It's like that movie with my man Radio. He was a special kid, and he would go to the restaurant, and they would give him they say, what you want? You want an apple pie or a cherry pie? Radio said, I want both. That was QB Jr. We want everything. You know what I'm saying? So we're not settling for less. You know, you got to understand, you're trying to repair something that happened then and still happening now. And that's part of the reparations task force said that no future things should happen. So therefore, in financial, medical, educational, everything has to be handled. I yield black.
Amen. Now, everything that y'all speak on that avenue is just something I've never, ever, 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 ever followed. I didn't protest for nothing, trying to get into
now
that whole
time,
life.
Now it's time, brother. Now it's time to wake up and follow this.
I know.
Because this is the answer to a lot of these 99.9% of the things we talk about on here, whether it's the drugs or whatever with our youth, whether it's the homelessness out here. Everything comes down to our reparations.
Yeah. I mean, as I say, I'm trying to push my end to where homeless for heaven, I want to do a march. I planned on that, but once again, the elements of life hit me. I was formerly at Cesar Chavez Park out there for 5-6 hours with my homeless folks, giving them food and speaker, and we just out there having fun. So I was trying to build that group up so we can march over to the Capitol and post up. You know me, I live in the streets, so I was going to post it up. But y'all get y'all tent, sleep on that grass right there. And let's start making something a noise. They had a group called Occupy Movement years ago, and they used to sleep on the city capitol lawn until it was dead. Because they had laws back then to where if they touched their property, they had to pay them for it. So now they're getting away with just snatching up. They scoop it up with these scoopers and throwing it away. Nothing being refunded for nothing. Personal items and all that stuff. So there's certain things that they're overdoing with my homeless folks right now. And I always find that God pushing me away when he knows it's something dangerous. I'll be went downtown like my godson, my stepson actually. He was hit and run over when I would have been downtown that night that he was hit. So bringing him to City Hall, speaking in the mayor's face, it was no care or concern. You know, so I look at every time it's to be too much for just a little old Red to handle, God pushing me away. Because I need an army for what I'm doing. I mean, not just a little team. I need an army for what's going on. Because as an individual voice, we can't do too much, but come together as we're trying to do on this area and the collaborative and all this areas, which I have all the means of what I'm wanting to do with folks, or have folks mainly, or not mainly, but partially come over to do what I'm doing, because I can still get everything going from the Homeless for Heaven, the God, Children, Live Matter. Both of them requires two marches, both of them designed around doing business, any kind of business. A lady used to pick up crap in my backyard. Really, a lady used to come pick up crap in my backyard. And I was like, so what, you know, I got potbelly pigs over here. You pick that up too? Because she was there for the dogs. So I'm like, you know, would you come pick up this? Like, I'll pick up any crap. I'm like, well, she's like, yeah, if you took a crap right in front of me, I'll pick it up. I'm like, I like you. Yeah, I really, really do. Yeah.
And, but that's a bit much. That's a bit much,
yeah, but
man.
She was
in the
Fortune 500 magazine because she was picking up horse, everything. It's all fertilizer. See, we don't think about how much value. We look for property and stuff, or land. That's where it is, the dirt. That's got a value. Rocks got value. Sand got value. That's what I said. From Homeless for Heaven and God's Children Live Matter is strictly business. And then I have PIG Conglomerate as an LLC, corporate. That's what it's for, corporate. So, yes, we can have a corporation of dirt. We got to look at the bottom. All these Hispanics, and I pray some on there because I love my Hispanics. They're on the corner selling everything. They took over Franklin, Northgate. They're working on Del Paso Boulevard right now in Marysville.
I agree. I've seen
yeah,
it.
So
hey, but hold
on.
Let me go ahead. If you're going to round it out, because I got something I want to share with you, Rev, that I think is important. Now that you have the floor, and you share intimately, right? And one thing that I think is important at this juncture for you, because you've always said that it's too much for you. But when I hear you speak, you say I and my, and I would recommend that you tap into the body, man, and make it a we, you know, so you can say we, right? Oh, hold on, let me finish. And because I'm gonna tell you a story. When Kobe Bryant had a service, right, it's a memorial service, and all his friends came up. Keel O'Neill got on the stage, and he told a story. He said, well, Kobe didn't want to pass the ball. Even though he was a proficient scorer, he didn't like to pass the ball. So the teammates got together and had Shaq to holler at him. So he told him, say, hey, Kobe. He said, man, all the team salty, man, because you don't pass the ball. He say, it ain't no I in team. And he said, Kobe said, it might not be an I in team, but it's certainly an ME in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so, D, all I'm saying to you is take the burden off of doing all the scoring to win the game. You ain't got to do all the scoring to win the game. You got a team, brother.
Okay, well,
you got
well,
a team. Tap in.
Well, look,
tap
about
in.
About 8-9 years ago, I pushed further because this other area is a movement, actually, but I just made T-shirts and gave them out, wore some, and so on. It was the We Have a Dream. Because I understand, I tell people 1,000 times, I understood Martin Luther King, that I have a dream. It was his dream. It manifested. It came to be what it is. But I was always on the We thing. I'm from South Central L.A., so it's West Side, but that's the We Street for me. If you flip that M over on the M-E, it's the We thing. See, so I've already been on that level. Like I say, when I speak and I do things, I get on that paranoid moment, just like being on this radio. You got 50,000, 60,000 people listening, and I'd be paranoid on the sense of, damn, all somebody got to do is flip my idea over to something, a different name, and they can run off of that. So this has been my problem, once again, trying to join in my black community, because you know how we get down, or they, not me, or maybe not even us. But how they get down, they'll just get you. It ain't intentional. It's just a brother need to get ahead. So I've gotten accustomed, and I've given away so many ideas, so many songs, so many everything out of the semi-forced area. Because I'll get online, I'll just sing a freestyle song. So that can go. I don't care. I can think of a million more. So I started getting my area into that. If I can coach somebody, just like I get on here, tell your kids in the summertime, get out on the corner and sell that lemonade. Sell them candy bars. Sell some chips. Sell some cookies and all this other stuff. Go cut your neighbor's grass. Go wash their windows. Go get on that roof and clean them gutters. It's so much business that still the kids can do, and that's the occupied area of them. They ain't got nothing to do. Damn that. Yes, they do. Because you got little friends that's Mexicans, and they beating and making money, and you ain't making no money, then you need to get to working. I was always a working kid. I've always worked for myself mostly all my life to go find something to do. So this is the thing that I'm influencing, and I just need a real team, the one I know is going to call me. Like I get Double R, like I said, he hits me every morning, be like 5 or 6 in the morning, I open up my phone, and there's a scripture. You know, and then the gentleman I got on here to do the poetry, can't even pronounce his name. I just call him the Poetic Oreo dude. but he got the same scripture too. Both him and Double R send the same exact Bible verse every morning, pretty much. So I'd be looking for that when I say I got a team. I would like to see team of text messages. Because I'll text the hell, I talk. I'll talk you to death. So if you get on a text with me, I'll text you every day. So that's the team I'm looking for.
Right. Well.
Marvell?
Yes.
Clarice.
Hey, Clarice.
One of the things I would like to encourage the gentleman is patent your stuff, your ideas. You need to patent. My son discovered this on his own. He has a patent to his concept, his ideas. Some things he had to wait a couple of years for, but he owns it. And so anything that springs off of that, he gets the royalties and the credit for it. So no one can snatch your ideas and work it. They can work it, but you get the credit for it. If you patent
it. Yeah, but I don't have patentable money. I don't have patentable
Rev, don't interrupt, please.
Okay, and since you made that statement, see, when you set goals, one of the things you say, you don't have to worry about how you're going to achieve. I believe Marvel and someone else spoke that when you set it out there in motion, you're going to attract the things that you need. But you can't talk negative about it. You can't talk doubt. Because if you don't believe that it's going to work and happen for yourself, then it's a waste of time. You have to first believe it, and you have to believe it because you have to know that it's coming from the Creator. It's not coming from within you, your idea. It's coming from outside of you. And if the Creator gives you an idea, he'll give you the wherewithal to execute that idea. You just got to be willing and stay positive about it. It can happen, and it will happen. As far as the money, there's all kinds of ways of going around it. Because if you want to put something to happen for you, you'll figure out ways to get the money. The money will come to you. They teach us, we taught us, money coming to me. I've had things that happen, I was like, I don't know. I said, Lord, if you are really giving me this to do, you know my situation, you know my condition, you have to give me the energy, you have to give me the strength to do it, because I can't do it on my own. And that's where he wants you to be, to where you know that this has to come from a higher power, because you don't have the ability, the strength to even do it on your own. And once that happens, then the manifestation will happen, and God will get the glory. We decrease so the Holy Spirit can increase within us. You have to get that. You have to get it in your spirit. You got to wake up sin. You got to lay down sin. You got to go through the day sin. It's got to be a part of you. That's how you get the results. Just try it.
Vision. The vision attracts provision. The vision attracts provision.
I mean,
stay with it.
Yeah.
Rev, receive it and absorb, man. I said amen. Some advice was posed. We're going to move on now.
I said amen. Go on. Keep going. Quit pushing me away.
Okay. Oh, I apologize, man. I thought you were ready to go ahead.
See, that's that prejudgment of thought. See, I tried
to... Okay, I apologize, man. I apologize.
Okay.
I was premature about it, all right? Okay, so thank you very much, and I appreciate that. I shade to you. Okay, so I wanted to report something else on the heels of what we talked about. Oh, okay. I wanted to report something else about the natural order, right? So Tim is out there on the water, right? And in that natural habitat, you can hear it in their voice, man. Now, I met a guy yesterday who talked about a gazing the sunset. Gazing the sunset and planting your feet in the dirt while you gaze the sunset, it sends a surge of energy and nutrition through your body. I remember one time I was using cocaine. I was shooting $1,000 worth of cocaine a week, right? And one time I was on Lake Erie, driving down Lake Erie, something early morning, and I saw the sun. I pulled my car over, And, I mean, I was zany, man. I pulled my car over, and I took off my pants and laid on the rocks and observed the sun rising, right? And it had an impact on me that I wasn't able, I'm not able to describe completely, but I, when he, the man said, observed the sunrise. He said, experience the sun rising and plant your feet in the dirt and you will have an experience, right? And I'm looking forward to doing that. I think that Tim then was on the verge of that because they was out early this morning, right? And so even the sun and the moon has an effect on how the fish behave, and they know about that too, right? Concept to me. And I advise that we all, please take a shot at it, you know. Observe the sunrise, and then he said, and grounding. They call it grounding. Put your naked, bare feet in dirt, right? Because the same thing happens, like when I walk from my house, my wife might be coming and bringing stuff in, and I walk out barefoot. She say, oh, you don't need no shoes. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. The ground can even be wet, and it doesn't matter to me. I walk out with my bare feet because I remember when I was a child, we did a lot of stuff barefooted, right? And then this is what he pointed out to me. He said, remember when you was a kid and you were outside playing, getting the vitamin D and getting the nutrients from the sun and in the dirt, getting the minerals from the dirt? He said, remember, you didn't get hungry. He said, the only time you would eat is when mama told you, come on in the house and eat. But we could go all day without eating. He said, because there's nutrition in the sun and minerals in the dirt, and the combination of the two balances our system. So now we're getting on to the, like, the metaphysical kind of thing. We can start opening that up because now we're looking at not only what we deserve as people tangibly, monetarily, educationally, but how about health and physically? We can start talking about what's best for our physical being, right? And so that was something that was shared I wanted to report, is that I was happy to get my Farm Fresh to You box today. I can't wait to go in there and bust it open. And a lot of that I might not even use, but it's just something about seeing fresh vegetables that I know were groomed with care that excites me, because that's where our vitality can be found, is in natural stuff, the natural. We are the natural people. So, you know, I just want to report that and let it be known that stuff is just continuing to surface as we keep on delving and as we keep on probing forward to find out what we need. Stuff is coming to us. As we keep on asking questions, answers are coming to us. As we keep on asserting toward our goal, we are attracting what we need. So I want you guys to observe that and continue to be a part of it, and I'll yield. Black inventors, extraordinary inventions. I'm looking at a list. What I do is I drive around every day, and in my car I have this list of black inventions. And I'm gonna use what Baba Shaka, our elder, defines as our place in this country. He doesn't say we're African American. He calls us, and he has a T-shirt that we're gonna reproduce that defines who we are actually And that's how I believe it makes sense to me. You tell me if it makes sense to you. His T-shirt says ABA, and that stands for American-born African. So I'm going to say American-born Africans have made extraordinary contributions throughout this history. The mission is to highlight some of these contributions and encourage our community to boldly go after those things that represent a symbol of hope for future generations. These inventors took advantage of their God-given talents to create products that simplify the lives of people all over the world. I'm talking about, look, the biscuit cutter. It might seem minuscule, but a black person invented the biscuit cutter, invented the folding bed. The folding bed, remember that? I don't know if anybody remember that. I remember the folding bed is the one that you pull it down off the wall, and it's a bed, and then you push it back up. It's a wall, right? It's on the wall. It's a cold piece. Coin changer, rotary engine, car couple. I don't know what that is. Letterbox. A black person invented the letterbox. Stainless steel pads like you know, those metal pads that I use them all the time, right? I used to use Brillo, but that stuff, you know, you set it around and it gets all rusty and stuff, so I don't use that. But I use those scouring pads made out of metal. I use them a lot for my potware. The torpedo discharge, the disposable syringe. A black person invented the disposable syringe. Because I remember when I went back out and started using drugs, because I used to use them intravenously. And I went into this hospital, and I stole a syringe. It was a stainless steel syringe, and it had a point that was stainless steel. It was about 9 inches long. And that's what I was using instead of a disposable one. I could have got the disposable one, but I just wasn't patient enough. So I was trying to use this thing until it was like, it was ridiculous. But anyway, the disposable syringe was invented by a black person. A home security system. A black woman, Mary Brown, invented the home security system. Corn planter, super soaker, remember those? A black person. The bicycle frame, because remember it used to be just the big old wheels and all with the, you know, it looked kind of funny. Well, somebody contoured, a black person contoured a frame for the bicycle that made it easier for you to ride and easy for you to balance, and you can go faster and you can coast longer. The space shuttle retrieval arm, I don't know what that is. That sounds kind of detailed. The printing press. Laser fuels, I don't know what those are, but they sound kind of important. Pressure cooker, remember that? Pressure cooker?
Oh, shit.
So I'm going on and on and on, and all I'm doing is reinforcing the power of our creativity and our ingenuity as a people. And these things, some of them things stayed local, but I can name off about 10 or 12 things that put this country on the map, like Elijah McCoy's Amen. Invention, right? So I'm just continuing to reinforce how important it is for us to recognize our creative potential and how powerful it would be if we got together, start getting together and feeling it and inspiring it in each other and encouraging it in each other and endorsing each other and marketing for each other.
Can I speak on that there, Marvin?
What's going to happen? Say again, sir?
Can I speak on that?
Oh, please do.
Okay, I'm a freak of inventions. Okay, I got about, and I can draw. I have about somewhere stashed about 500 patentable inventions. Somewhere in, it was about 95. I listen to my older brother, even though I drove all the way to San Francisco, and you've seen that little invent help on TV with the guy that's pushing a little wheelbarrow. I drove all the way up there when they were just starting their company. I'm pretty sure his name was Don Nino. He was the president of the company. I paid him $500 to work on a patent for what I called this, the pager saver back then. Because I'm being a locksmith as a kid, they had the little key ring that looked like a telephone cord, the elastic. I changed the clips on the end of that to clip it onto my pager. So every time I drop it, people say, hey, you dropped your pager. So I smash that cord and pull up and swing it around, put it back on my hip. Wham! So I paid him $5,000. Well, no, I paid him $500 and they put it into a nice book for him. I went to my brother that sometime been different in my life. He's like, you know, I've been dealing with places in Washington, D.C. You should try them out. I sent them people. They sent me back the same thing, you know, but theirs was just on paper. The other was Don Nino and them, but it was like a book. So I wind up paying this company in Washington, D.C. He's like, well, that's San Francisco, but this is Washington. I sent him $5,000 to get me a patent on that thing. That's why I said I need help behind the scenes. Other than that, Rev done do everything, okay? I've always been like that. Get the money, invest it, don't go nowhere. Put out the money again, you know? So I even went for another one in between being my overly impatient self. I had the space savers. That's the way you can have drawers under your bed, okay, to where they're on wheel tracks. And it hits to the whole frame of your bed, any kind of bed. I drew it down to the nuts and bolts, and I paid another $5,000. When I finally got a hit from my pager saver, I tried to get notified this company, like, look, somebody actually wanted, they're interested in it. Left a message. Then the phone was deleted or canceled out. So I got ripped off of $10,000 back in the 90s off of trying to patent my own invention because I don't know the paperwork. I didn't graduate. I barely got out of elementary school, and I'm not even playing with that, okay? If it wasn't for the simplified era, elementary, ninth grade, coming out of there, that was rough. They just passed me because I was a cute kid. High school, I dropped out in the middle of 12th grade like, yeah, don't do that to me. You know, I don't know this paperwork. I don't remember what I kept reading and hearing and seeing. I only know I can count my money, and at the end of the week, I wouldn't get paid to go into school, so my interest wasn't there. But it's showing me in life as it is now, being the fact I got ADD, ADHD, bipolar, something going on. I'm trying to wait till this therapist right. sees me, but she's been talking to me over the phone to verify that I have a unique kind of quality about it. So right. I need people
okay,
on the mention, too.
Let me intercede on that. Let me intercede on that, Rev, because okay. long since it's been recognized, your creativity and your artistry, long since that's been recognized. And I'm still saying the same thing. That what I'm gonna say what Clarice said, but I'm also gonna say this. She said that if you had a bad experience, then maybe that wasn't your forte. You should research to find someone who is expert at what they do as well as you are expert in what you do, and not depend on your own understanding to go forth. That's why I keep on urging and urging you to consider using the network that we're establishing now. And then what can happen is if you bring something and we don't have it in the network will seek out that expert to help get this stuff going. And that's kind of like the chronology that I'm suggesting that you consider, is that when you run into something that you don't know about, don't go on your own understanding. Look around. Ask people you trust. Ask people who are doing what you're doing and see if you can get some traction like that. Because you have enough. I'm talking about inventions, and these people got built. Most of these people got built out of their invention. So my question to you is, what do you suggest we do so that we don't have the same experience that you had? If you can answer that, I appreciate it, but if not, I think we need to do more research and to find out how to do a successful patent search, a successful patenting process, and a successful patent so that your stuff could be protected. So if you can't answer that question right now, then you think you can? I don't see it's a contradiction. If you can answer your question, then you wouldn't oppose your situation. You would say, yeah, I had this experience, but you didn't get your but. There was no but. You were just lamenting about what didn't work. And, Rev, all I'm saying to you is, we don't want to keep on talking about what doesn't work.
I know, but once again, I did mention you, that my own blood brother, my own blood-related brother, was the go-to person. You know, he just didn't help me correctly. He doesn't try to help me correctly today. He's a computer programmer geek, but he does not want to help his baby brother correctly because he can help me on everything that I got to do, and that's simple as a nutshell. So when I got to look at the family that won't, then I've been bamboozled by so many people in Sacramento that are just funny, just ridiculously funny. So, like, who do I go to, you know? That song, who do I turn to, you know, because I need help. If I didn't, I wouldn't say it like that. I need the engineering. I need the this and that because I got everything to fill in a lot of blanks. I just need the people of the collaborative or whatever to come together to really hear me out to see, okay, well, Rev, I can help on that, and I can help on this. And you can hear it. That's what I need because I laid a whole thing out on the line. I ain't scared of getting ripped off. I'm 58 years old going on. So if I die tomorrow, whatever. But if I don't get it going, it will never get going. But if I get it going and I die with that, I'm dying happy. I'm not looking for billions of dollars, but I know what I'm worth is billions. So I'm just trying to sit back and wait and see who's really going to step up and call me, like I said, Double R does. And I get my other guy. And some people hit me on a regular basis because they know what Rev is. My business partner pretty much owns, well, not him himself, but the Foreign Square. He's the one that done my four nonprofits, free of charge on the paperwork, four of them, okay? He just charged me for the file fee. Actually, one of them he totally paid for because he believed in the God's children's lives matter so much. He paid for that all the way out of his pocket. And he's on all my six LLCs for free, except for me paying for the paperwork. And he's paying for my taxes every year. See, so people believe in what I have to do, and he doesn't know the extra steps on getting everything going, but he believes in me enough to help me. If I get that kind of help from the people that I'm trying to connect with now, like I try to do stuff with the guy that we mentioned on here, it didn't transpire. So when I get that feeling like, okay, this is not right, I might get twisted in here somewhere, and I step back. So that's not my fault because I don't get the friendly conversation, the phone calls, say, well, this is a brother. You say you and Tim is brothers and you Mark and da-da-da, and I never hear my name equation. I never know that I'm that person to call when you need somebody to talk to, even though, once again, I got a million views on God Real Talk TV. So somebody must be listening to Rev. But when I can't get it from my own people that's trying to direct me, I just kind of yield and step back from that because it's like, okay, I'm stuck over here in the house. I can't get my insurance. I can't get nothing. I got a tangible vehicle that can get in between a lot of the stuff we're doing. I mentioned to Tim that let's ride together, stop dying together for all these teens. Pick up some from the south, pick up some from the heights, pick up some from the Oak Park area, just them three mainly, and make them come together. Take them fishing, you know, and introduce them to some of their friends. Ain't no kid I know that anybody not going to want to get in a limousine, especially when it's free. And you get to go do something that's free? Take them skating in the limousine. I don't even need to drive it. I just need to be up and going. I was trying to work with Manny, and he's way out of town. Like, take it. You know, he said, Rev, I can take people to the airport. Whatever. I don't want to die without keep pushing and pushing and pushing in what I'm trying to do. But when I get shut down, yeah, we'll keep quiet like a mole.
See, Rev, let me intercede to say, because, you know, I think I was on mute. I was attempting to insert something to the conversation, and I think I was on mute, so you didn't hear me. All I'm saying to you is what I said before. What Clarice said is that it's important to get this in a format, written down. And I told you, I'll help you, and we have other people that can help you. Get stuff structured.
Yeah, but I need that person to
in the literal
call me then.
Rev, you're interrupting.
Me.
Rev, you're interrupting. And I'm going to ask
not
you, please.
Like that.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you, please, to not overcall someone while they're talking. I'm going to ask you to do that because you make it very difficult to be understood.
Go ahead.
You don't seem to try to understand.
Continue, please, continue, because now it's like you're going back in on me. Go ahead.
I don't need you to stop me to tell me to continue, Rev. I don't need that. Let me finish like I let you finish. Right?
You said you were
That's
trying to get
I
in,
had.
But your thing was muted. Go ahead.
Rev, you're still talking, man.
Go ahead, brother.
Rev, don't you see the difficulty that's proposed by this? And I think it's something, I gave you a number. I don't know if you used it. I gave you a number because you already had made it clear that although you are artistic and although you're creative and although you have a lot of ideas, you know, there's still something to be concerned about and still something to address. And I gave you a referral to have a conversation about that. I ain't going to ask you your business, but all I'm saying is that you express recognition that there is an area of concern that exists with you, and it keeps unfolding on this program. And you've said it. So I'm wondering, when is there going to be a time when you're going to do something to address it so we won't have to have these back and forth, Rev, because we're on your side. We're on your side, right? We're with you. It's just that one project at a time, one presentation at a time, one proposal at a time, so that we won't be overwhelmed with a whole bunch of things that we don't know where to start at. So please be mindful that that's what the request is from this particular vantage point. We want you to present one project in writing that we can consider and watch what happens. That's all I'm saying. So let's go.
I want to piggyback.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Good, and my thoughts exactly, Brother Marvell and Rev. Me and you had this conversation again, and last night and yesterday, I said the same thing. You have a lot of ideas, but sometimes a lot when you have too many. Too many, one, nothing is getting done when you have several. So once again, let's focus on one at a time. And you want the organization or our brothers and sisters here on this radio station, I hear you saying two main things, your limousine and it's one more thing that you requested, but my main thing that you keep saying limousine. Okay. Let's focus on the limousine. Write it down. And if you can't write it down, if you need help with that, then propose someone to help in this group of people to help you write that down and get it organized as the blueprint. As the blueprint. And Sister Clarice, I would love to, if you're still on the air, touch bases with you off the air if I can have your contact information. And that's all I really have to say about that, kings and queens.
Yes, and I would love to talk with you too. I admire you. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'll get that from Marvell off the air.
I was gonna say.
Okay. All right.
Right. With your permission, Clarice, I can forward her your number, and you guys can break bread, because that is what we're talking about here.
Thank you.
We all want to work together. It's just that when the women to break bread with each other, then that's progress. That's the type of progress that we are moving toward, and that we're attempting to attract with each other. Is that women can talk to women. Men can talk to men, and then pretty soon we all going to be talking together as long as we have concluded that we have a like-minded goal that we're willing to pursue, which is on the turn right now. It's still, things are just still a little like off focus and opaque to some degree. However, as we keep moving and as we keep looking, and as we keep, you know, we might need a little Visine sometime. As we keep on pushing forward, stuff starts getting clearer and clearer. And that's what I want to encourage our body to recognize, that as we keep on moving, stuff gets clearer. Even to those who might not have the full vision like a lot of us, because see, a lot of us are visionaries, right? And everybody might not be a visionary. However, if you trust in the vision of the visionary, you'll keep looking until you see it. Or you'll keep allowing information to come to you so that you can finally recognize that, like the little girl that went through all that stuff, trying to get to back home, all she had to do was click her heels together three times. She didn't know that. That's what we're saying. We're saying you ain't got to go through all that turmoil, fake wizards and all that stuff. Click your heels together three times and say it's nobody like me.
Thank you, you too.
And nobody like us.
Hello, this is Mr. Johnson,
yes,
not the 831. This is Mr. Johnson.
Hey,
I'm
Mr.
trying to
Johnson.
Find this show. How you doing today? God
How you
bless
doing,
everyone. God is good, and his goodness and mercy endures forever. I just want to say that, look, when we get the opportunity to focus, come together, and write down some viable issues that you know you will be able to build on, and take them and let them do what they're going to do. With the children or the young adults that I encounter, I tell them, get you an education that's going to feed you. Get you a plumber's job. Get you an electrician's job. Get you a carpenter's job. You know what I mean? Learn that occupation that's going to keep a roof over your head and pay your bills. I mean, I know people that went to school. I went to school, but couldn't get that job that I went to school for. You know what I'm saying? So if you go out there with that seed in your mind to go out here and give me a job, give me an occupation that's going to feed me, that's going to clothe me, that's going to sustain me, they'll be good to go. And then they can go get that formal education, that piece of paper, you know. But that's the area that I try to put emphasis on. With this reparations, when we get the land, okay, who are we going to get to build on the land? Who are we going to get to build on the land? Somebody else or our people? That's the long-term goal. You feel me on that? You know, I'm not trying to be condescending, but I'm trying to be inclusive and exclusive. You feel me? So let's focus on something that we really, really, really want to see come about. You know, helping our children, helping ourselves, getting the drugs out the street, minimizing the mistakes, and maximizing the effort, and letting God's will, not my will, not your will, not nobody else, but God's will be done. You know, I don't know how you start this show off. You know what I mean? If you started off with a prayer, if you started off with the Lord's Prayer or anything like that. But I know that where he is, if God is in the midst of this, everything that goes forth will be all right. And I digress.
Excellent. Right. So I don't know. You said you don't know if – I'm not there to say that you weren't on the program from the onset, because one of the things we talked about in the reparations package is education and vocations, right?
Absolutely.
Teaching,
yeah, great.
Teaching and where our strengths are, which are kinetic and hands-on, and we are a hands-on people. So when we
Absolutely.
Get into vocation, where you're using your hands and
yes.
using your creativity to repair or to build, that's in our
yes,
wheelhouse automatically.
Yes,
so, yeah, you're really just reiterating or reemphasizing what we're talking about when we say the reparations package. When you asked about the land, yeah, you're right. We're going to need people to build on the land, and we're also going out. I don't know if you heard this part, but agriculture is probably going to be a mainstay
Absolutely.
For when we get the land, right? Because we
okay.
are the true agriculturalists in this country as well.
Absolutely.
We are the builders.
Amen.
We built it. We built the
Amen.
White House.
Amen.
Right? So
yes,
so
sir.
There's no limit. There's no limit to
None.
What we're going to create, invent, or innovate. There's no limit, right? So you're right. We're right there with you, Mr. Johnson. We're right there
Amen.
With
no.
you in that understanding. And see, moreover, okay, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to respond to the question about whether or not we pray in or pray out. One of the things that we attempt to do is to recognize that everybody that's participating in this format is not a Christian, right?
Okay.
And so we don't want to model ourselves behind, you know, a Christian base, even though we feel that Christianity is a universal feeling. It is a practice by a certain group of members of the population, but not all. So we don't want to put any handles on what we do as being representative of any particular religion, right? But we can practice a universal style prayer, and that's something to contemplate. We also talked about entering a pledge before. We also talked about that. So as we grow and as we have people like you coming in to insert ideas that are worth shaking down and considering and putting in motion, we'll evolve to having some sort of introductory prayer or introductory acknowledgement of the Spirit of God, ushering in the Spirit of God to our format, and then closing it with an appreciation for that same Spirit. I think that's a valid consider, sir. So thank you very much for bringing that to the forefront.
Yes, sir, because the joy of the Lord is my strength, you know, and I know that within everyone exists that spirit, that eternal spirit. So tap into it and bring it to the surface and let that be part of you and me that everybody else see. Amen.
Absolutely. Amen. Yeah. Absolutely.
You don't have to be a Christian, just be a believer and know that there is a supreme being.
Oh, man. Hit it. Hit the mark. That's the mark right there. That's the mark right there. And see, what we attempt to bring forth and emphasize to the people that are listening, whether they be of another persuasion or whether they be black people generally, what we want to let it be clearly known is that is one of our sure inheritances, is that we are in touch with the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God flows through us without a doubt. I can't talk about nobody else, but I can say for sure that the Spirit of God, once we get clear the cobwebs and let the dust settle and the smoke clear and get the dirt, get all the grit out the way, that the Spirit of God flows through us without a doubt. Right? And that's what we want to emphasize.
Yes. Tell me, what would this world be like if there was no sun? Who keeps the wind blowing through the trees? What would the world be like if there was no sun? I'm just saying. That's just a metaphor. That God.
Yeah, I understand.
The being is supreme and he exists. Superior to everything on this earth. Kneel, bow down, and know that he is God. Because without him, you or me would not be. And I digress.
I'm gonna tell you something, Mr. Johnson. You know who the most confusing people I can talk about? Mm-hmm. Somebody who says they're atheists. That's ridiculous. I don't even acknowledge it. That's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Yeah. Let's don't even waste our time on that. Yeah.
And then
absurd.
You know, see on top of that, Mr. Johnson, some of these people who make that claim are extremely intelligent. Right?
Yeah.
Extremely intelligent. That's what baffles me, is that if you can analyze information, how could you not analyze that ain't no man got no air company distributing air. Right. Ain't no man got no water company distributing water. Ain't no man got none of that.
Just tell them to hold their breath. Yeah, just hold your breath.
What, till they pass out?
Yeah, just see how long
they pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And know that God, when they gave you that breath, that next one that
Absolutely.
You take.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It's not no complex issue, but they want to make it like that, you know. So it is. I'm gonna do what I know God blessed me to do, and that's uplift. Not
right on.
You know, put people down, try to show you the way, you know, give you something to put a smile on your face, in your heart, that you can uplift and take that which has been given to you and give to somebody else, you know. Build, don't destroy, build, let's build. You know, we got a whole lot of building to do. I've got grandchildren
right,
I want to see. I've got grandchildren I want to see do better than me, and my nephews and my great. I got a great great nephew that is. Oh my God, he. I looked at him. I said, "Look at you. He's smiling. And 2 months old, and looked like he's 4 months old. I said, he's gonna be a big one." And I want him to have everything. I want him to have everything that I didn't have, and that his daddy didn't have, and so on and so forth. We want to want better. And do better for ourselves as well
Absolutely.
As for our loved ones. You know, that's what this is
okay.
all about, because we're not going to be here that much longer.
Okay, well, Mr. Johnson, let me give a brief, another final report before we sign off. We have about
okay,
a minute.
But yesterday,
Tation for the Black Caucus, and they were raising funds for college tuition for black folks, right? And I did a thing on music, and I talked about the music, the origin of it, and where it is
yeah.
now. And you know where I got the applause at? I got
where?
The applause when I talked about how so-called music now is used to plant the seed of denunciation and degradation and
wow.
envy, right? And they
yeah.
and they applauded. And so now we have some youth who are doing what they call the positive rap. And they're talking about things that are progressive, and they're talking about things that are inspirational. And these are the
right.
young people that we want to push to the forefront. So in closing,
Absolutely.
I'll let y'all know that if we want to pay attention to some music, there is some good music that's being made by these young people that don't talk
yeah.
about how much they got that you ain't got.